If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Volvo. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Tuesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. What a slow day in the sports world yesterday here in Lincoln. Sip, for you,
it's possible. It's possible I got Bill's glasses on.
Yes, you do. I have the same
glasses. How do you guys do this?
Please, Bill, get into your mic.
How do you have the wrong glasses on by 6:01? How is that possible?
No, these are mine.
Well, it's because I supply the glasses.
Oh,
that's the
problem.
I supply.
I think I have glasses of yours in my bag that I'll get to you.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll get to that later.
You had a bag that Greg gave you one time. Where'd those all go?
Good question.
Yeah,
there's like 30.
Now I'm just gonna tell you right now. That's why I've got at least 100 pairs.
Right, you rip through them,
and you'll be surprised too. There'll be sometimes in your pockets I might have 6, and then I'll have none, and I'm just like, where'd
they all go?
Honestly, God, I'll have 6 on me, and then it's like I don't have any, and I can't see anything.
Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it?
It's a problem, like
Jake. It's panic time when you don't have your phone. It's panic time when you don't have your glasses. Right. It's panic time.
Yeah, that's the.
I can't see a thing.
Number of times I've been like, been someplace like, you're going to have to read that to me. But that is for the. I want to leave you a tip, but I have no idea what the amount of
same.
It's like,
we should probably go to the eye doctor.
Time together.
That's just what it is. Like I see Jake Sorensen perfectly.
I do too. Yeah.
I can read that out there. Shut up, Sipple. Everything. All that. I can read that. No problem.
Yeah. That's same.
Yeah. So I'm just, that's what it is.
Yeah. So that's, maybe this is what it's going to be.
That's our life, Steve.
Just got to accept it and move on, right?
Yes.
That's the way it is.
Yes.
I can see Jake, too.
Yes.
He looks like Rico.
Yes, we are very similar looking people. Yeah.
Jake got a haircut.
Jake got a nice haircut.
Nice haircut. It's funny you got one because I almost was going to comment on the text line yesterday on our text chat.
What were you going to say?
Time for a haircut, Jake.
Well, it was. Little Shrek, the sides are getting a little scraggy. Now, it's not. I know it's not long on top. I get that. But the sides can get a little bit wild and surly.
Surly.
And now they're fine.
Are you cleanly shorn?
Yeah.
And we're good. Jake's back from quite a trip.
No, I just trimmed.
Oh, you trimmed?
Yeah. I tried to make sure we start the month right here.
Yeah.
It's haircut, trim.
It's 40. It's good. It's 44 degrees.
Yeah, by the way,
studio.
In the studio,
it's 44 degrees.
And now, Bill had texted me on Friday when I was not in the studio doing the show. He said, Jake, it is freezing in here. I can confirm it's freezing. It is 62 degrees in here, and we cannot adjust that temperature.
We're trying to save money.
Are we? I don't think so. But
are we
wrong.
In some sort of a pinch I'm unaware of?
It would, Jake, be surprising to me. I think we're fine. But
are we in
that
financial
box,
arrears?
I don't have the key. There's a box that is locked, and I don't have the key to change it and change the temperature. So we're just going to be freezing this morning in here.
Tell you what, it's cold out, and I'm not, this is not part of it. I wanted fall weather. I was tired of the extreme heat. I wanted fall weather that's in the 60s and 50s.
Didn't we get that?
Not as much. We went pretty quick from summer to winter. It's in the teens.
I recall a day in October, it was 92 degrees. Exactly. The Rutgers game was 92 degrees.
Was it really?
Yes, it was hot as hell.
Yeah. That I didn't want. Me and sugar, that doesn't work well for us. This weather, sugar's fine with. It's like a new battery.
Likes it.
Oh, it loves it. Yeah, the cold, there is no, doesn't even bother one bit. No.
Yeah, both same way. It's pretty much the same way. Yeah, the heat is bad on the feet, on their feet, I think, when they're on the pavement.
She has
not the yard though.
She has an internal kind of a barometer/thermometer, and when it hits a certain time, she's done. And so you're basically carrying her back to the house. Oh. Yeah, you don't have to carry her, but it's like it, when she lays down in the grass, it's like, this will head back. There is no, that it's over. It's over.
And so, how is she doing with all the moving going on this last week?
It's been hectic on her.
Does she whine?
It's a lot. No, just confused.
Yeah, a lot of confusion.
Yesterday, she was just sad. She just laid on a blanket, and that she never does that.
She's like,
because she knew everything was getting packed. Like, what's going on? That's the only house I've known.
Do you have to tell her, look, you're staying.
Oh, but you do talk to them as if they are. They understand you. Hey, this is just this temporary. We're moving to our new house. Oh, yeah. But
they're
smart though,
Jake. They're smart.
You'll like the new house. Hey, trust us.
Yeah, if I get out like a suitcase, but a travel bag? Yeah.
Travel bag.
If you get a travel bag, Bull freaks out. Yeah. He knows. Yeah. They're smart. They look at you like,
what's the deal? What did I do?
You're leaving again?
Why me? What did I do?
No. Then you start kind of moping around.
Yeah.
Goes to the bed and lays down.
Yeah. That's what Sugar did.
You got to tell them, like, no, I mean, if I'm gone, I'm only going to be gone for a little bit.
I think they understand that.
It's temporary. Come on. You got to trust me.
Well, I don't think they have concept of time. I don't think they do. I think you could be gone for 3 days and it might seem like 30 minutes to them. I don't think they have concept of time. All right. That's idle chit chat.
Anything else you want to get to
before we get to
big news of the day? Bill, anything for you, idle chit-chat at all?
I don't know if I have any idle chit-chat.
Yeah, I don't have much going on.
Well, I didn't have a lot of idle time yesterday.
I text Steve Sipple. I tried calling him. He texted me back right away. I'm riding.
Yep.
And I understand that because that would be very stressful.
It was.
That'd be very stressful, and you have a timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only stress for me yesterday was the interruption of my nap. Yeah, I got like a 10-minute nap before Sean was like, it's all going down.
How long is the nap usually for those who want to know?
It could be anywhere from 1 to 2 hours.
Boy, yes. Wow.
It can be. Yeah. Sometimes I'll go down like at 9:30 and I'll wake up at 11:30.
All of a sudden it's noon.
That's a good,
it's a nice day.
Good post-show nap there for you.
Yeah, or sometimes a half hour. It just depends. Yesterday it was 10 minutes, but I was fine. I mean, it was
power nap. That's an extreme power nap.
Yeah, and it was going down. You know, the white thing happened really fast.
Let's get
to that
show.
Tony White thing.
Should we get to that then?
Where are we starting?
That is Idle Chit-Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com and do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray, and bed liners, and more at renewyourauto.com. Yes, it was a hectic news day yesterday. As by the way, tomorrow is the first day of the early signing period. We'll get to that tomorrow when more news comes back.
Secondary news.
Yeah. But there's a lot of staff news and a lot of player news as of yesterday. It was like a fire hose went off in terms of all the stuff that was going on for Nebraska. We learned in the morning post show that Tony White, rumors to leave to Florida State. Is that official at this point, Sip?
Tony White's, it's official.
Okay, Tony White is officially the DC at Florida State.
Yeah, I didn't get the terms, but it became official yesterday afternoon. Tony White to Florida State. I can't say I was completely taken. It didn't catch me completely off guard. We started hearing stuff last week, not about Florida State, just about a lateral move. I think this would be a lateral move. Florida State was 2-10. would you guys consider this a lateral move?
I guess you would. People would look at it. I would imagine Nebraska would view it as lateral. There'd be some places that would say it's a small step up. They were just 13-0. A year ago, and you'd say Florida State's a blue blood. I mean, that's a blue blood program. Nebraska is also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably one of those 51-49s type of thing.
Yeah,
I like the thing that adds up is that probably why he was pursued was just his time at Syracuse in the ACC. And so that would be.
Wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah. That would have been something to. Could have wrote that.
Yeah.
Well, now
you can.
So he understands the ACC.
So he knows the league. He's played against Clemson's and he's played all Miami's and those. And so he has an idea of what's going on in the league. Understands everything about it. He's been on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
He's been at Syracuse. So that's an advantage for them. So I see why they now. when Florida State, they let those coaches go, was the DC one of them?
Yes.
He was?
Okay. I can answer that affirmatively.
I remember the receiver coach was let go.
And the OC.
OC.
Both
coordinators were let go. Okay.
I don't know what the terms of his contract are. I think there was some delay in the announcement because they had to work out the buyout. His Nebraska buyout was tied to him becoming a head coach, not just moving for another coordinator job. So I think there was some... I mean, the lawyers probably had to get involved to a certain extent. I don't know how. I don't know. Things are moving so fast yesterday. I don't know how this news was received by the public. I don't know. Listen, Tony White here, it was really good, but not, it wasn't, it was good and bad this year. Good and bad. You want me to make an example?
Sure. Give us the example, Sip.
Good. Ohio State and Iowa combined 1 for 20 on third down. Okay. Ohio State was 1 for 10 on third down. They bottled up the Rutgers running back.
Munungay.
Yeah, they held Ohio State to 285. They stifled Colorado's offense. You know, its offense got better as the season went on, but Nebraska stymied it. What people forget is you and I, that would not you and I.
Northern
Iowa converted 8 third and 4th downs. That was the first game where I was like, ugh, something's not right. They were moving the ball and pushing Nebraska around.
Still only scored 3 points that game.
True.
But there were some signs.
One by 19.
One by 31.
Yeah, but I know what
I believe.
Jake, I'm,
no, I hear you. I hear you.
I know what I see. I'm just like, oh, this doesn't look good. And Illinois was 9 of 16 on 3rd and 4th down.
That was a poor defensive game.
Do you happen to recur what happened at Indiana?
Refresh us, Sip.
56-7. They had 343 at half. That's a pace for 680, which would have been the most Nebraska's ever given up. Ever. Indiana averaged 7.9 yards per play. Now, that's when obviously it got pretty rocky, right? And then it really got rocky after UCLA. UCLA had the ball for 14 and a half of the first 16 minutes. Okay. That's trouble.
Yeah. Well,
that's UCLA.
27-7.
27-7.
In the third quarter. Yeah.
They had the ball for 14 and a half of the first 16 minutes, and the head coach was not pleased. And he made that very clear when he met with the media. And then he brought in Phil Snow to campus. Now, Phil Snow had been helping, you know how it goes.
Remote.
Yeah. Analyst role, consult. Okay. I guess it's a better to use the word consulting. He was consulting, but then he brought him in. I mean, come on. We've talked about it. If DP brought a guy from another radio station in here, he's got to sit in with you guys and see how you and Bill operate.
I don't think that we would like that very
much.
And
he's got to spend some time with Ben and ask Ben some questions. And he liked to talk to Sip.
Yeah. Alone.
Yeah.
Alone. Privacy.
How would that go?
With a professional.
not well.
But anyway, I mean... So that's what I mean. But that's what I mean by the good and the bad. And even Wisconsin, Locke threw. Wisconsin got 407. Okay, and Locke threw for 292.
They scored 7 points the next week and were a dead fish the whole game.
Yeah. So it was good and bad. I mean, it was good and bad. There was a lot of good though.
Can't take that away from.
Agree. Yeah.
So.
Now, there's some confusion. Is it official? Is Terrence Knighton for sure going, or is that still murky at this point? There's rumors galore.
It's very simple. Knighton worked all day yesterday. He's still on the staff, okay. But he's being courted by FSU. He's being courted. I don't know if he worked all day yesterday. They had a 5 o'clock meeting, and Terrence Knighton was there. Tony White wasn't.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I understand why.
Where's Tony?
The reason why I say that, Bill, is because a lot of people are saying Knighton's gone. Yeah. He wasn't gone. McGuire's going to be on the staff going forward. He's just going to have a different role. We don't know what that role is. So
Garrett McGuire.
Yeah, Garrett McGuire's he's not going to be the receivers coach. Now, I don't know how that's going to all work out. But that's that.
Well, on that side of the ball, Dana Holgorsen signs a 2-year contract to be Nebraska's offensive coordinator for next year and the year after that.
1.2 million per.
I thought that was kind of light.
Well, he's getting paid by. Yeah. Explain
because
this
because
to him,
because of
Bill.
Houston. Because of Houston.
Explain it to him, Bill.
Yeah, when you they're still Houston, they is still paying him. So he, I will take this back. I don't know the exact financial situation, but in general,
he is getting paid by Houston.
What it is,
4.2 million.
So okay. So that just comes that off helps. Of their bill.
Yep.
And so yeah. And so at the same time, what you can't do is say we're going to pay our offensive coordinator $100,000.
Right.
And just, no. So
I think you could have paid him $800.
Probably eight. Maybe a number could have been.
Yeah, I think it's $800.
And then also in general, there's generally not any negotiations with the. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Just pay me the 1.2 million. Pay me in 3 years that amount, because then I'll just take all the money from Houston, mm-hmm. and then I'll have this other money banked. Generally, that's a frowned upon tactic of how things are done.
Yeah, I wouldn't get Jake. I wouldn't go too far into the money because he's getting paid by Houston. The fact that, but that was. I imagine Nebraska wanted to get that out to kind of balance out.
Were you surprised to hear that he was sticking around at all?
Yes, a little bit. I mean, I wasn't only surprised in that I didn't know what was going to happen. I was just keeping an open mind. But the timing of it, yeah, I didn't expect it to happen yesterday. That's good news, I think. I mean, I'd say it's good news.
It's hard to assess his time at Nebraska because he got here in mid-November. He coached mm-hmm. he coached in three games. He came during a bye week. He became mm-hmm. the OC the week of a game.
Mm-hmm.
He then went to USC. He put up 13 points offensively. Mm-hmm. Of course, Wisconsin, 44 points. And then against Iowa, just 10. But again, he didn't have a full offseason, a full year to get ready and to move that offense. So mm-hmm. I guess fans are excited that I've seen to see what it can be like for a full off season for him.
Well,
incorporating things.
I mean, it's just good for some degree of stability.
Sure.
If you lose White, you got to hire a defensive coordinator. And if you lost Holgorsen, now you got that. And I don't know what's going to happen with Ed Foley.
No news there at all yet.
Who's the special teams coordinator? I would call him the embattled special teams coordinator.
That's proper.
So what you would have had maybe is this sort of clean sweep of coordinators. Now you don't have that, at least. I mean, you kind of do because he had to demote Satterfield. I don't know what's going to happen there either. See, there's still a lot. There's just a lot going on right now.
In terms of player personnel, guys who have announced they're going to the portal, Gabe Irvin Jr., running back, Jamari Butler, Mekhi Bear, Vincent Jackson and Stephon Thompson, so far the ones who've announced they will be going into the portal.
Say those names again.
That'd be Gabe Irvin Jr., running back, Jamari Butler, Mekhi Bear, Vincent Jackson, and Stephon Thompson, the ones we know so far that are putting their name in the portal.
There'll be others.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Bayer to me is a loss. I mean, he's the leading returning tackler.
He played a lot of snaps.
Yeah, he had 49 tackles. The best way to put it, he's the leading returning tackler. You've talked about it, Bill, a lot, and I just kind of parrot what you say. You don't want to lose bigs.
No, losing Butler is not good.
No.
Just because, like I said, when you see him, and he played really well. And so stats probably aren't off the charts.
No, they're not.
Also, with both of those young men, because I know them, incredible people.
Butler.
Yeah.
Bayer.
Incredible. For that reason, you never want to lose, you know, great people off your team. But sometimes that's just, and again,
I don't
be upset with the players. This is the way the system is now. It is so different. So, and that's just kind of for the general. It's like, hey, this stuff happens all over the place, and there are different reasons for it. I wonder if Bear ends up like at Rutgers. Mm-hmm. I wonder because
he's from there.
He's from New Jersey. I was wonder if that's where he ends
or,
up.
Will they end up at Florida State?
That could be too. I would doubt that, like, walking out the door that was the conversation that Tony White was having. Hey, FYI, you know, come now that they're in the portal, sure. I'd have a hard time believing that while he was in the middle of talking to Florida State and Nebraska with what was all going to happen, that he was also texting
his guys
to try to come with him. I just that wouldn't be a case. I would imagine. That'd be my hypothesis, Steve.
It's always possible too that they went in the portal and could come back out and go to Nebraska. It could be a leverage play.
Butler went in a year ago.
Yes, he did. Probably got some money and then came back. Well, yeah, I'm sure that's what happened actually. So that you can go in the portal as a leverage play. It's not over.
But you have a better chance of locating, whether it be a portal, young, whatever talent at linebacker, than it is to find big guys.
Big.
They're so hard to find. So Butler's stock will be extremely high. There's not a lot of those walk around. With playing time in the Big Ten, they have film. You can start saying, okay, we're going to bring a freshman or we can bring him in.
An athletic big man. So they have, I mean, the guys that you're leaning on now, you would have been leaning on him, but like Elijah Judy becomes more important. The guy that really is important in my mind is Keona Davis, number 97, who you saw. He played a lot as a true freshman defensive lineman. He's good.
Yeah. Riley Van Poppel, also from Nebraska.
Good job, Jake.
Number Van Poppel.
Those guys are huge. I would say Kai Wallen's big in that conversation. Didn't see him a ton, but he's a big. He's 6'5", 260. Cam Linhart is big in that conversation. He didn't have – Cam Linhart only had 13 tackles this year. I would have expected more. I would say Prince Will. I'm hearing Prince Will maybe going in.
The portal.
Yeah, not official yet. So I think I'd look for that today or tomorrow. We'll see, though. Maybe not. Those conversations can be fluid.
Absolutely. They can switch in one phone call or whatever has happened. Or I always go back to – for everyone, did you talk directly to him? Is he the one who told you? Well, I know, but I heard from. It's still once it goes to a second and third party, easy. So unless someone has told you directly with it, but like Steve said, there will be more.
There'll be more.
And one of the things that's been good for Nebraska also is that other guys have went in the portal.
Yeah.
And they've came to Nebraska.
Yes, they have.
So it's like, hey, hang on here a second.
Right. Yeah. It's not in. And I hope Nebraska fans aren't panicking. Jake, I kind of want to get how Jake's feeling. How do you process all this?
Well, I mean, you got to get fandom. Down to 100.
As a fan.
You get to 105 somehow. We eventually.
Very
at some
reasonable
point.
Take.
This is
the
also,
accountant. Looks like the accountant.
for those freaking out, I this is a team that has gone 5-7, 6-6, 4-8 the last 6-7 years. And I mean, there's not really a guy that if they lose, besides maybe Dylan, I'd freak out and say, okay, that's a big concern.
It's a great way to look at it.
You're not 10-2. If you were 10-2 and you're losing great players, for sure, NFL picks, you know, all conference players, that's a problem. But that's not where this team has been. So I don't think that losing a bunch of guys, you know, I don't want a bunch to leave, but I understand if they go, it's not earth-shattering news for Nebraska. It doesn't break your team.
Not necessarily.
I mean, again, I'm not saying you have to build like Deion's doing it at Colorado, but he proved that you can turn the roster over two straight years and have success. 4-8 the first year, which was progress after 1-11, not good, 4-8, and 9-3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if
they kept the quarterback and Hunter, obviously, were huge, but everything else was crazy different there in Colorado.
If you back to a year ago at this time and Nash and Ty decided to go to the portal,
that'd be problematic. That'd be a problem.
Bayer, I mean, I totally understand why guys go in, and I don't begrudge them anymore. I kind of used to. Bayer's the kind of disappoints me just in that he developed here. Now somebody else is going to get him as a developed player. And I like Bayer a lot as a player because he's physical.
But he came in with the reason he was took so long to develop because he came in with a horrific knee injury.
Overcame it.
And that way, I mean, I can remember, because I remember talking to him at one time, and he was doing nothing with pads on. It had been a full year after, because it was I'm pretty sure it was an ACL, MCL. It was a major knee injury. And so
he developed well.
It took him a long, to come over, that's a couple year process to come over that.
He's not a perfect player, but I think he's very good. Yeah. Bill knows this. He's a big physical rangy linebacker.
Yeah. And he's also a high character.
Yeah, that hurts.
Very, very high character person.
Leading returning tackler, Jake.
Yeah, I'm not saying you want to lose the guy. Yeah. I mean, I'm not happy that he's gone. But again, I'm not freaking out saying, oh God, well, here we go. The end of Nebraska's here. All these guys are leaving. No, this is how football, we sign up for this.
Right, 100.
Also, when you wrap in the fandom part of it and the history of Nebraska and how crushing the bowl situation has been, mm-hmm. you have to remember that that's not the same for these players.
No.
They're not looking at this like we haven't. They're like, that isn't even factor me. And we talked about this. I know I brought it up, I think, in a Bill's Thrills about how you're fighting desperately to get to a bowl game, which is really not something that's that what people are fighting for anymore.
No.
That they're fighting for the playoffs now. They're not fighting to get to because the major bowl games are all in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And so that's why you'll see, like I said, once this stuff all starts going down, you'll see opt-outs everywhere of guys. Just some people will do it just because they want to have the perception that he's opting out. Oh, didn't know he was opting out, so he's not going to play in the Independence Bowl. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times those guys don't ever play again, which is crazy.
I know.
To not go play. But I'm just saying, a lot of players, they don't look at it as the same as Jake Sorensen looks at it.
As the fans.
As the fans do. They look at it a little bit different. And also, don't be upset with them. It's like, well, why were they going now? This is when you have to go in. There is no, I know it isn't open until the 9th, but this is when you have to make yourself available because of how the timing is. It can't be like, you know what, I want to play in that bowl game, then I'm going to evaluate myself. No, that time's moving.
Right.
And so, don't be
upset. It is what it is.
The calendar is really rough.
And it is.
It's a really rough calendar.
We signed up for it, like Jake said. College football's the way it is. And there's Monday after the season is probably going to be like this.
Forever.
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 And now you have the signing period moving up from tomorrow through Friday, and you can have all sorts of turnover at these universities
right.
in terms of coaching staffs. And I just wonder how that affects in terms of decisions that are made that people think they're going to a school now.
Mm-hmm.
What changes tomorrow?
Well, okay. Like if you're a defensive, are you talking about like a recruit who's committed to Nebraska,
sure.
Tony White?
Right.
Yeah.
But that's not just here. That's everywhere.
Everywhere
is dealing with that.
Yeah. I've always kind of, it's a tough conversation. Do you commit to a coach or coaches or do you commit to a school?
You better commit to a school.
Yeah.
But the same part is through the recruiting process, you get very tied into your players. I know this from all my years of recruiting, you get very close. When I talk to all my past players, they're like, man, coach, remember the first time you came to my house? Remember this? And so there's a lot of things, with it.
I would counsel kids, be careful with that. I mean, commit to a school, but you can't. I mean, I don't know how.
Because it's the same thing if you're committed to somebody and it's all of a sudden he's a position coach, and then he's like, in 2 years, he's leaving to go to be a D coordinator. Well, that's nothing wrong with
nothing that. Wrong with that.
It's like, no, it's all, like I said, that's all in line.
As far as that goes, I've not, there's guys that I work with that, or they talk to recruits. You're not reporting anything because it's kind of weird to like have a kid assess a situation. But I don't get the feeling there's going to be an avalanche of decommitments. It's late. Where are they going?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
there's always, like I said all the time, there's certain people that are going to go in the portal and they're slam dunks. It's like, okay, this is an easy one. This is an easy one. And some guy's going to go in the portal and nothing's going to happen to us. The same way when you decide that I am going to decommit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you're not going to go to Nebraska. You might find yourself at a school. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What just happened?
Right.
Especially because right now, everyone, the portal has taken over the number one priority for the most part. It really has. People are
you mean as a recruiting priority?
They're scouring that.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's just, and you still, like I said, it appears as if, like I said, Nebraska's on the right track of dabble in the portal and build with, you know, the foundation of
well,
high school kids.
Bill, there's a question there. I mean, will Rule stick with that? If I could do a one-on-one interview and not just have him at a podium, I'd ask him, like, are you sure that's the way to go to build a more of a conventional way?
Well, you can have with no signing numbers, like the 25 number is gone, and you're going to have 105 on scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So I would highly anticipate when someone says, well, Nebraska brought in 40. Well, that's not the old 85 number. It's off of one. It'll be off the 105.
So what are you saying?
So bringing in 40 is not that's not crazy. That's not crazy talk. Bringing in 40 to 50 when you had 85 on scholarship, that was different. Not now that it's going to be 105 on scholarships. So you can still have a really good core of high school kids coming in, and then still have the and
build
still
it have, through the portal.
And still build things through the portal. But
the
it's going
portal.
To where it's going to be very odd when everyone is on scholarship. Everyone's on scholarship, and there's 105. So there is going to be a seventh string running back or sixth string running back. He's going to be, okay, I'm not getting any touches. I'm not. And no
he's getting paid.
He's getting paid. I wouldn't count on the seventh string running back getting paid very much. He's
not
probably getting
much.
A scholarship and a little bit extra. That's not where the money's going to go.
$50,000?
You know, I don't know. You know what? I don't sit down with the money people, so I wouldn't. Yeah. I couldn't even speculate what that number is because
you could almost get
the lowest paid guy.
Yeah.
You trying to figure that out?
50.
Yeah. I just wonder, in a 5-year period from when it started to when it goes to 5 years, what the percentage of teams in terms of what it'll be roster wise portal versus high school kids.
I
what it started
too.
As and what it will end as, like over a 5-year period.
Yeah. At any rate, it's hard to answer those questions.
I did talk to several of my friends in other conferences in the last couple of days, just other coaches and some also GMs and other leagues. And I asked them, I said, what's the 105 deal? They just chuckled. They're like, we were hoping for 95. We were hoping for 90. We did. We're fine. We can't even get 105. And
right.
That was an ACC conference. That was in the Big 12 conference. They're like, yeah, we don't operate on that. So there's no one stressing over that. And some may not even have 105 on scholarship. They might be like, hey, we're going to put 95 on scholarship, and that's going to be our team.
Now, I think Nebraska will have 105 on scholarship.
I believe all the Power Four. I know for sure the SEC and the Big Ten, they better pay the 105. They better say, no, we're all on scholarship.
Yeah.
It'd be a bad look if you're when you're getting the big check. And all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, we're not spending that on players or on a roster.
I just wonder what people think when they hear us do it, even know what we're talking about. Here's the big question is that it's $20.5 million. It's not $22 anymore. It's $20.5 million that the athletic departments will get or have to spend if they want to. Then how's it spread throughout the rest of the sports?
And then also... the money went up for a lot of people that were operating, like say you're Stanford, they operated 85. They don't have walk-ons. It doesn't happen. And now you're at 105. They have to pay 20 more scholarships.
Mm.
How much money that is out of your
budget?
Will
they do that though?
I don't know. But my point is that's a lot of money out of your budget. So like Nebraska is going to be, they won't have as many walk-ons and walk-ons cost.
Yeah.
That costed you all this. But they also have to come up with another 20 scholarships to spend out of their own money.
Yeah,
So there's a lot to it.
That's why there's going to be concerts and stuff.
Hey, bring it on. Let's go. Have some fun at the stadium.
Yeah,
big Nate Bargatze's coming in. That's going
to
be a big fundraiser.
PBA.
Nate Bargatze. Me and Jake are going.
That would be good. They're talking about Memorial State.
I know. He's got a PBA, though. Maybe if it's still packed, they can go to Memorial State.
Yeah.
Why not?
I wonder if Dan would just say, yeah, we're going to do some PBA events too. I don't know. I'm not the AD. Will there be more news today?
Probably yes.
Yeah, there'll be news today.
I think there'll be news today.
There's news at every school today and tomorrow.
This entire month
are you thinking portal news?
Yeah, portal news and yeah, absolutely.
I don't. I'm
staff news. I don't know what we hear today.
Yeah, I don't know if there'll be staff at this point. Two big bombs yesterday. I mean, those were big bombs.
Holgorsen, 2-year contract. Yeah. Tony White gone.
Right.
Ed Foley. You don't know yet.
Yeah.
And a change at receiver coach.
Yeah, there'll be a change. Now, again, just to review, McGuire stays on staff. There were reports that he was Garrett McGuire will no longer be on the staff. That's not true. He's on the staff. Knighton is being courted by FSU, but was working yesterday. So we'll see on all that. My guess is Knighton will go. That's my guess.
Well, before we get to break, I'm sure after all that news, you're starving right now.
So I am famished.
You
didn't
busy.
Bring a sandwich in today, so you're hungry.
You have to be starved. You better get to Early Bird.
The
Bird the show.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you should. It opens up right now through 2:30, 6:30 a.m. Right to 2:30 p.m. every single day.
What is it, 6:30?
So, yeah, it's 6:34, so they're open.
They're open right now.
4 minutes ago, they're
actually
open.
Actually, about 6:26 you can get in. Jamie makes sure
they open the doors early.
They open the doors early.
Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered!
They got lots of pancake options. We're talking blueberry,
strawberry,
banana, cinnamon roll pancakes.
Cinnamon roll.
How about the world famous Hash holes.
It sounds like human smoking.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
A lot of stress in moving.
A lot of stress. I'm like,
yes.
Rip a few Marlboro.
Wasn't you saw me moving this smoke hanging out of my mouth.
Wouldn't even surprise me.
No, it's done right there. Check him out today, 19th and K. Lots of free parking. Also locations in Omaha and Iowa.
My Early favorite bird. Is when you get when they flick it and they get done. Shoot it.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
When they're done. Just the butt.
Just the butt.
And the butt's in your driveway. Yeah. And you got to clean it up.
When we come back, can we have a Jimba alert in college football?
I didn't even know this.
Oh, yeah. Discuss this next in Early Break in the Ticket.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shift in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.